Today on our podcast, we delve into recent technological advancements, focusing on Amazon's innovative strides in AI and business productivity, Apple's integration of generative AI in its products, and notable developments from giants like Google and Microsoft, alongside community-focused insights from platforms like Reddit and Y Combinator's latest tech intrigue. In Amazon's recent updates, a slew of developments and partnerships continues to shape the tech and business landscapes. Amazon's AI-driven assistant, developed by AWS, has enhanced business productivity by 50%. CEO Andy Jassy, enthusiastic about AWS's future, plans to increase capital expenditure in 2024. Additionally, AWS has reported a commendable revenue increase driven by robust demand for AI applications, marking significant growth in the first quarter. In a strategic shift towards developer support, Jassy is championing a new chatbot named Q, designed to facilitate developers' transition from Windows to Linux environments. This initiative is part of Amazon's broader effort to integrate advanced AI technologies, such as the partnership with Brightcove, aimed at improving customer service. Also, MongoDB has teamed up with Amazon Bedrock to bolster AI development with Atlas Vector Search. In the streaming and digital content arena, Twitch, owned by Amazon, has introduced a new discovery feed to vie directly with TikTok in the short-form video sector. Amazon is also making notable strides in e-commerce, offering substantial discounts, such as a 45% reduction on Echo Dot Kids. Moreover, the upcoming spring update from Tesla will feature a new voice assistant integrated with Amazon Music, and the discounted Fitbit Sense 2 is currently available for $199.95 for smart wearable enthusiasts. Stay tuned as Amazon continues to lead innovations and forge strategic partnerships across various sectors, emphasizing a relentless push towards reshaping and expanding the tech and business ecosystems. In the latest Apple news, several exciting updates are unfolding. Apple is aggressively advancing in technology, as evidenced by its intentions to integrate generative AI into its iPhones, aiming particularly to boost sales in the competitive Chinese market. This AI focus extends to Safari, with plans to launch an AI-enabled version within new operating systems, positioning Apple as a leader in the smart browser space. Financially, Apple has seen a 4% drop in quarterly revenue but reached a new peak in service sales. To address market dynamics, the board has approved an additional $110 billion for share repurchase. Despite these financial shifts, CEO Tim Cook addressed concerns about future growth, particularly impacted by sales declines in markets like China. Nevertheless, Cook remains upbeat about Apple's future, hinting at new product announcements and AI advancements that are poised to distinguish Apple from its rivals. On the consumer front, Apple is offering discounts on the MLS Season Pass for the 2024 Major League Soccer season, now available at $69 for non-Apple TV Plus subscribers and at $59 for subscribers. Additionally, promotions on popular products like the AirPods Pro are being offered. Apple's expansion into AI and services continues to show promise. The company is integrating advanced AI capabilities such as the Repair State Mode in iOS 17.5 Beta and improved iPhone calendar functionality in iOS 18. This strategic emphasis on AI-driven services, enhanced by robust hardware offerings, underscores Apple's adaptability in the swiftly evolving tech environment. Elsewhere in product partnerships, Google will maintain its position as the default search engine on Safari with a substantial $20 billion agreement, while LG has become the first to incorporate native Apple Music Dolby Atmos support into its smart TVs without requiring Apple hardware. In the latest Google News Roundup, here are the key headlines. 1. Microsoft's AI investment. In response to Google's advancements, Microsoft has partnered with OpenAI and significantly increased its investment, demonstrating a proactive strategy to stay competitive in the AI landscape. 2. Google antitrust trial conclusion. The high-stakes antitrust trial targeting Google's dominance in search engines has concluded with closing arguments, potentially setting crucial precedents for future tech regulation. 3. OpenAI's new challenge to Google. OpenAI is gearing up to launch a ChatGPT-powered search engine on May 9th, directly challenging Google Search's dominance. 4. Google Chrome and CAPTCHA anomalies. Issues in Google products have surfaced, including a UI glitch on Chrome's mobile bottom menu bar and an alarming increase in CAPTCHA verifications when changing geolocation settings in Google Search. Users are drawing contrasts with competitors like Safari and raising concerns about usability and security. Number 5, Google Photos privacy feature. Google has rolled out a new privacy enhancement in Google Photos, allowing users to block specific faces from appearing in memories, bolstering user control over their personal data. 6, YouTube's upload glitch. Google is addressing technical challenges that are currently preventing users from uploading videos on YouTube, with promises of a prompt resolution. 7, increased rewards for security. Google has escalated its bug bounty rewards, particularly for mobile apps, by up to tenfold to enhance security measures. 8, advancements in AI and cloud computing. Google is continuously integrating AI into its cloud computing services, strengthening its market position by catalyzing growth through cutting-edge innovation. 9, Google's financial and business strategies. Revelatory documents in a court case have disclosed that Google paid Apple $20 billion in 2022 to maintain its default search engine status on Safari. Additionally, Google is restructuring its operations, involving layoffs of 200 core employees and relocating some positions to India and Mexico. Navigating Android's emoji audio. Google has introduced audio emoji features for Android, including lighthearted sounds like fart noises, highlighting Google's innovative yet whimsical approach to technology. Each of these developments profoundly affects the technological landscape and everyday digital interactions, promising significant implications for users and competitors alike. Stay tuned as we explore these topics in more depth. Microsoft is actively expanding its capabilities and influence globally, with a particular emphasis on cloud and artificial intelligence (AI) infrastructure. Here are the key points regarding their strategic investments, issues, and initiatives. 1. Investments in Southeast Asia. Microsoft has announced substantial investments in cloud and AI across Southeast Asia. In Malaysia, the tech giant plans to invest $2.2 billion over the next 4 years to expand infrastructure and create skilling opportunities for developers. Similarly, in Indonesia, Microsoft is investing $1.7 billion to support the country's technology growth with robust AI and cloud infrastructure that could benefit up to 840,000 Indonesians. 2. Data centers and AI initiatives. In line with its investment strategy, Microsoft has been aggressively setting up data centers in the region, including new facilities in Thailand and the upcoming National AI Center in Malaysia. These centers aim to enhance local cloud services and foster local AI expertise and talent. 3. AI and security innovations. Addressing growing security concerns and the evolving AI landscape, Microsoft has introduced several new measures. These include launching the first AI transparency report and banning the use of its AI facial recognition technology by U.S. police departments through its Azure platform. Additionally, the company has made a significant investment in OpenAI and established comprehensive guidelines for responsible AI deployment, emphasizing their commitment to promoting ethical AI usage. 4. Sustainability efforts. Enhancing its sustainability agenda, Microsoft has partnered with Brookfield to power its data centers with renewable energy. This partnership highlights their dedication to environmental concerns alongside technological advancements. 5. Challenges with technology updates. On a less positive note, Microsoft has experienced issues with its April Windows updates, causing problems with VPN connectivity for numerous users on Windows 10 and 11. Microsoft's strategic focus not only aims to enhance its technological footprint, but also to significantly invest in local economies and workforces, fostering a more inclusive and technologically equipped future. Further updates and developments are anticipated as these projects progress. In today's Reddit coverage, we delve into a variety of topics from across the tech community, emphasizing both technical challenges and community engagement. Starting with technical assistance, users are actively seeking help, ranging from troubleshooting Tails OS for multiple device connections to resolving no secret key errors when decrypting messages. Security issues are also prominent, highlighted by discussions on the effects of Artifus malware on computers and privacy threats stemming from a hack at a face recognition firm. In a more community-driven aspect, users are sharing their technological pursuits and projects. This includes a 16-year-old coder seeking a mentor in hacking and cybersecurity, and a user displaying their bachelor pad gaming setup. Additionally, there are robust discussions on enhancing web development skills, addressing needs like implementing drag-and-drop functionality across Windows and iframes, and advanced CSS techniques involving nested color mix functions. Concerns about cybersecurity are omnipresent, with topics covering the risks associated with using a single password for all accounts, strategies to counteract privacy threats from new tech products, and the impacts of patenting technologies. Furthermore, there's an ongoing analysis of the repercussions of clinging to outdated technologies. The developer community is particularly active, exploring tools and resources for app development. There's a keen interest in the best malware detection apps for iPhones, nuances of self-modifying code for EDR evasion, and the comparative benefits of using React Router versus conditional rendering. Lastly, the spirit of learning and sharing continues to thrive on Reddit, with numerous inquiries about quick tips and best practices for web frameworks like React.js and Vue. Members are also engaging in ethical hacking discussions and proudly showcasing their projects on Show Off Saturdays, fostering a vibrant exchange of knowledge and skills. Stay tuned for more updates, or join the discussions on Reddit to explore these topics in depth. In the latest Y Combinator update, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, has raised privacy concerns with its decision to implement facial recognition technology for fare enforcement, sparking significant public backlash. In journalism, a notable author has recently resigned from The Intercept under controversial circumstances, stirring discussions in media circles. From the YC Summer 2022 cohort, Typewise is actively seeking a full-stack engineer to enhance their AI writing assistant technology. Similarly, Mux, a YC Winter 2016 veteran, is looking to expand its team by hiring a senior product designer specialized in development tools. Additionally, OneSignal from YC Summer 2011 is on the hunt for an innovative engineering manager to join their team. On the tech development front, the Cortex PHP framework has been introduced, inviting the developer community to engage in discussions and provide feedback. Another development tool of interest, a new tool from Y Combinator, promises to simplify the integration of game mechanics into apps and websites. Y Combinator is also introducing an open-source software alternative to Figma, which is currently a hot topic of discussion among developers. InstaClass is revolutionizing education by enabling users to create masterclasses on a diverse range of subjects. In terms of technological advancements, PG Vector has made impressive progress by increasing processing speeds by up to 150 times, marking a groundbreaking development. The auction for the Cheyenne supercomputer highlighted the sustained interest in high-performance computing, closing with a final bid of $480,085. A curious study on pet parrots has revealed their distinct preference for engaging through live video calls, presenting interesting insights into animal behavior with digital technology. The longevity and reliability of recordable CDs, DVDs, and Blu-rays continue to be a crucial discussion, especially in light of modern data preservation challenges. In the employment sector, Ardi is strategically expanding its team and is currently seeking a chief of staff based in San Francisco. Stay tuned for more in-depth coverage of these stories and the latest updates in the tech world right here on your favorite podcast channel. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to catch our next weekly technology episode to stay updated with the latest trends and innovations.